This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. A lot has changed in the last 3 years for musician Jean Jolly. She finished a national tour for an album, got married, bought a dog, and is now out with her newest album, A Place to Run. She's touring the state this month, starting with an appearance in Asheville on the 13th, ending with a stint with the North Carolina Symphony at the end of the month. Jean Jolly is in the studio today with Chris Berner on guitar, Roger Gupton on bass, and James Wallace on the drums. Welcome to all of you. Jean, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. It's wonderful to be back. It's been too long.
Way too long. And in the meantime, you got a husband, a dog, a new record.
Yeah, I was busy.
That's a lot of stuff. How does all that feel? That's a lot to be happening. I mean, those are big, big changes.
They are, and it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels really good. It's like moving back to North Carolina was all meant to be. It just continues to yield gifts like my husband and wonderful things like that.
Does that affect, you know, there's this kind of, I hope now, dead myth about this struggling, starving artist, and this kind of suffering is the root of your art. But I mean, Do big emotional changes like this have an effect on your music and on the way you approach it?
Yeah, they do, absolutely. You know, and I think this year in my time away, I've come to understand that, you know, to quote Van Morrison, because I love this, it really showed me a lot. I just read this the other day, is that, you know, music is spiritual, right? But the music business is not. Right. So I've taken some time with the spiritual side of it and the non-spiritual side of it, you know, and I think that those big changes affect both sides. You know?
That's why Body and Soul is a classic and a standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
this new album, not bad, huh? This new album of yours, kind of a concept record, is it not?
Yeah, and I didn't go into it thinking that. So again, it's probably an effect of the big changes in life, I guess. But I think that every song on the record speaks to the title, A Place to Run, whether it's someone to run to, or a place to go to escape from the stress of everyday life or grief or whatever it is. And so each song has a piece of that in there. So
can we play one now?
Yeah, sure. Great. This is a song called California.
and twinkle lights. Well, sometimes in life you don't get you a goodbye. Oh, California. Oh, California. Oh, California.
California, Jean Jolly from her new album, A Place to Run. Jean's here along with Chris Berner, Roger Gupton, and James Wallace. A beautiful song, and we talked about the concept of this album, A Place to Run. And I know this, I think the last time you were here, we talked about you coming back to North Carolina to help your mother. And that story, is there a story behind that song? Is
yeah.
it related?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's been resonating in my head for quite a while, and I think it's the answer to the first record I wrote when I moved back here, Falling in Carolina. And I think this is the answer to that song, and I use more the metaphors of the high desert, places in California where I went for inspiration, for meaning, you know, the sometimes you don't always get to choose when you say goodbye to a place, even person as well. And so, you know, I chose to write a song about that. And I think that I've wanted to write that song for a long time. I just finally had the space to do it.
Well, you know, also the last time you were here, we talked about your cover of Hallelujah, the Leonard Cohen song. And I said that it was the most beautiful cover, the most beautiful version of that song that I'd ever heard. Oh. And it was so daring because there have been a lot of great people who have covered that. It's like, well, who's going to take that one on? And you did. So we're talking about covers, and we're sitting in the green room with the band. And Chris Berner, standing in front of me, has a story to tell about covers. Apparently, there are just great stories about Jean Jolly and the song she covers, Chris Berner.
Yeah, well, she covered The Dreamer on this new record, and that's by The Tallest Man on Earth. And James and I were hanging out with our friend Phil Cook yesterday, and Phil just got off tour with The Tallest Man on Earth, and he told us a story about kind of randomly playing Gene's version of that song for them, but not saying anything, just kind of letting it come on while they're riding in the van.
God, I don't know this story. I'm scared.
It was really funny. And they loved it.
And they loved it. All right, well, listen, I'll let you... It was fun to watch you do that.
Oh my God, I'm like red. Okay.
I'll let you catch your breath, though. That's kind of cool, though, to know that these songs get out there in the big wide world.
Yeah.
And the folks who. What's the ratio for you of songs that you. Because you do an amazing job interpreting these songs. They're not, I mean, cover's just not the right word when you take on a song. You interpret that song.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you. I think the lyrics need to speak to me, you know. And it needs to be something that I can relate to in some way and sing from my heart and make it look, people believe it when I'm singing it. You know, like there's some Aretha Franklin covers I was looking through, looking for new covers. And I was like, you know, I love this song and I love to sing it in the shower, but I can't bring this to the stage, you know? And so there's certain, I mean, I love her. I cover her songs all the time, but, yeah, it has to be lyrically. And then I think strong melodies, of course, you know, that pull me in, and it's got to have a groove, but it's fun to change the grooves, you know, and Chris Berner's so great with that. You know?
I want to talk about, I'd love to hear a song now and talk more about Chris, cause he was your producer on this new.
Yeah.
Album. But maybe you do a song for us now first.
Okay. This one's called Gypsy Skin.
When the city gets too loud, and you've grown weary from chasing the crowd, and when you let it wear you down in a sea of uncertainty, you could drown. Shed your gypsy skin. You can hold on to. some bridges burn. When you're caught up in the shame, just running round, trying to be everywhere except here on the ground. Shake your gypsy skin.
Skin, Gene Jolly's newest album, A Place to Run. She's here with Chris Berner on guitar, Roger Gupton on the bass, and James Wallace on drums. Gypsy Skin. You also have a new a video, right? You got you're doing a video as part of this album, right?
Yes, we just released it this morning for you, Frank.
There it is. It just came up on my social media device.
Did you get my text?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to see my flip phone right here?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
I believe it.
That's true. It's true. That's true. No Facebook and no Twitter. Can you? Seriously.
Well, why would you?
This is about you, Gene. Tell me about the video.
Yeah, we filmed it in Graham, North Carolina, and then another day in Middlesex, North Carolina. So it's got a lot of Carolina in it. And it has all of these guys here with me in the studio are in it, as well as the drummer from the record, Matt McCon. And it was directed by my buddy, Vernon Rudolph, and he did an amazing job. And it's out, Boundless Love.
Boundless Love. So maybe you can play us out on that. Do you want to play us out on the song? That would be great if you want to, but of course, it's your life. No, well, you can play us out at anything you want. Anything you want to do. Here's what I'll do. You make that decision, make eye contact with each other as I tell the world where they can hear you next.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Jolly, Chris Berner, Roger Gupton on bass, and James Wallace on the drums. You can catch Gene at Isis Restaurant Music Hall in Asheville, November 13th, the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh on November 21st. Gene is also the featured soloist with the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Hall in Raleigh from November 25th to the 27th, so you better eat hearty because you're going to be on stage for two days there with the North Carolina Symphony. So thank you all for being with us, and thank you for listening to the State of Things. So you didn't get all that, but you can go to our website, stateofthings.org, to find out more about the new video and about Gene's next upcoming appearances around the state. State of Things, produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Gene, what are y'all doing?
We decided to stick with the original plan and share another one from the record called Matches and Gasoline. And you guys can just see the video online if you want to hear Boundless Love. Here's Matches and Gasoline. Do you remember those hot summer nights? Whiskey kisses lit up like fireflies. Nothing but good love between you and me. You had a gentle way, you put me at ease.
Has forgiveness become a mystery? Well, you can't write the same love song twice. Only memories keep me from goodbye. Gases and gases.